Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third aliyah of Parshat Tzav, we have 28 psukim. In this aliyah, we hear about the Korban Toda, the Korban that is brought to express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also hear in this aliyah various reasons and ways that you can passel a Korban, you can invalidate a Korban. We also hear the halachot that you're not allowed to eat blood or eat any of the fats that are brought on the Mizbeach. This happens to be usur for all meats, not just animals brought on the Mizbeach, but even meats that we have in our regular homes. And this aliyah concludes by talking about the meat that the Kohen is given with a Korban Shlamim, and with these halachot, this aliyah concludes the halachot of Korbanot in this parsha. As just mentioned, the aliyah begins with the halachot of a Korban Toda. It begins in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Bet, Imal Todah Yakrivenu, etc., etc. The Korban Toda is a type of Korban Shlamim. Parenthetically, if you'd like, go back to the fourth aliyah of Parshat Vayikra as to why they're called Shlamim. A Korban Toda is a type of Korban Shlamim, but there are differences between all other Shlamim and the Korban Toda. I'll mention two differences. One difference is that all Korban Shlamim are allowed to be eaten on the day that they are brought, and that night, and the entire next day. The Korban Toda, however, may only be eaten on the day that it is brought and that night. A second difference is that the Korban Toda is brought with bread, unlike other shlamim. I'll say parenthetically that bread is brought with the shlamim of a nazir, but that's far less bread and for a different reason. But the Korban Toda has bread, and most other shlamim do not have bread. And not just bread, but the Korban Toda is brought with lots and lots and lots of bread. The Rambam and Hilchot Maase Korbanot Perek Tet Pasuk Yitzayin says the person must bring 10 loaves of each of the following: 10 non-chametz loaves with oil, 10 non-chametz wafers with oil, 10 chametz loaves with oil, and 10 chametz loaves without oil. It's a total of 40 loaves. It's an incredible amount of bread, and again, it has to be eaten in a relatively short amount of time. Why? Why? How is that possible? And why do we even need bread in the first place? I will say again, parenthetically, this is the reason why we don't say Mizmor Letoda during Psukei Dezimra over Pesach, or even on Erev Pesach, because, and also on Erev Yom Kippur, because we don't eat bread on those days. Again, there's bread brought with the Korban Toda. Again, why so much? Why bread in the first place? Why so much bread? And why must it be eaten in such a short amount of time? The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Volozhiner Yeshiva, says the following in Ha'amek Davar Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. He also says it on Parshat Emor, by the way, in Perek Chaf Beta Vayikra, Pasuk Chaf Tet, and he mentions it again in Parshat Shlach, in Bamidbar Tet Vav Chet. In any case, says the Netziv, why do we have bread with the Korban Toda? Why do we have so much bread with the Korban Toda? And why can we only eat it in a short amount of time? Says the Netziv, the point of a Korban Toda is not for you to say thank you to God in the privacy of your home, sitting in your dining room by yourself saying thank you to God. That's nice. But that's not what a Korban Toda is. What a Korban Toda is, saying thank you to God, is saying thank you to God publicly. You have to spread the word, share the greatness of God, share how incredible it is that God listens to our tefillot, responds to our tefillot, saves us when we need Him. You can't say all those things privately. You have to say it publicly. And how does the Torah ensure that you are going to say it privately? How is the Torah going to ensure that you're going to say it publicly? The Netziv says, we're going to make you eat bread, a lot of bread, in a short amount of time. How do you do that? There's only one way: inviting your friends. You get up in shul and you say, everybody's welcome to my house for a Korban Toda Kiddush after davening. And you send out on WhatsApps and emails, come and come and come to my home. I've got tons of bread. I got to eat it quickly. You must come. And why? Everyone's going to say, why? Why are you doing this? Why a Korban Todah? And the answer is, you'll tell the story. I was in jail and I got freed. I was sick and I got cured. Whatever the story is, God is great. And we're going to publicize God's greatness in the most public way possible. The Korban Todah is designed to share the great praises that we have and the great thanks that we have to God for what He has done for us. Have an amazing day, everyone.